The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, truck drivers and armchair critics, welcome to another riveting half hour of Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on Pittsfield Radio.
Yes?
You've unfortunately tuned in to the show that critics are too polite to even review, and even your goldfish is secretly begging you to change the station.
That's right.
Folks, brace yourselves for 30 minutes of disorganized banter, awkward pauses, and the kind of comedy you'd usually find at the bottom of a cereal box starring Chuck, the guy who thinks irony is made of metal, and Billy, whose best ideas often involve a rubber chicken and a whoopee cushion. Sit back, relax, and wonder why you aren't listening to literally anything else. It's Chuck. And Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea, the radio show that's a perfect cure for insomnia. Enjoy.
That was great. I loved it. What's up, everybody? Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Can't hear me? What's going on? Why doesn't nobody love us anymore? Are you on three?
I can hear it now.
There you go. All right, cool. All right. Yeah, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR.
WTBR.
Pittsfield Radio. So what's going on, man? Hey, Thanksgiving's over.
Yeah.
So how was your Thanksgiving, even though you were at my house?
Well, I don't know. I was at this guy's house.
This guy.
This dude I know.
Bought me an awesome cup. We won't say what it says. But anyways.
it's an interchanging cup, so as soon as you put hot water in it,
it changes.
It changes.
They're nice and, colors.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got the color of the rainbow on it.
Yeah. So if you can go from that. Anyways, love you, Bill.
It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. I'm like, I got you this cool cup. You got to put hot water in it because it was black when I brought it.
I did, and I was like, oh, that's a pretty color. And you're like, turn it around. And I was like, man, I love it.
I have so many. I have a couple of gag gifts for you for Christmas. So.
That's good, man. I love gag gifts.
Yeah,
so
the best.
We're just letting people know that if you can't see me, it's okay. I'm sure you can, but
I can see you just fine.
We're doing live so we can see Billy and me, so if it's not perfect, sorry.
Too bad.
We can't read anything you're writing, so if you are, I am blind. Billy's blind, so good luck.
Speaking of, look what I remembered to bring.
Your glasses.
My glasses.
Nice.
That's right.
So if somebody says something,
I can actually see it because I have it on. I'm watching. I'm watching
live.
Good.
Hope my phone don't ring. I think I forgot to leave it on.
Oops.
I'll turn it down, I mean.
I see. Silence.
Did anyone say anything?
No.
I see something right there.
I think it's just the introduction.
Oh, introduction. Well, hello to you. Anyway. All right. So, I mean, we got some funny things to do.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've got... So, one holiday is over, and we got another one coming up.
We sure do.
We got Christmas. Well, there's a couple of holidays.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Yep. But today, we have decided to read. Okay, so first off, let me introduce it. It is kids say the darndest things, don't they?
They do.
Kids always say, little kids, like
6 years old, 5 years old. They're the best.
Yeah. You know, 7, 8. Nine, I love those ages.
Those
are my favorite ages. They're the most fun ages, you know, where they want to do the fun things and they want to play with the fun toys. So those are my favorite ages, but they say the darndest things.
They do.
Or better yet, they write the darndest things.
That too. To Santa, mostly.
To Santa. This time of year, to Santa. They write letters to Santa. Now, I know there's people out there listening that say, oh, my kid writes letters to Santa. But we have a few letters here in the studio that we're going to read to you that kids wrote to Santa.
Yep. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, you want me to start?
Yeah, you get to start this time.
Okay. Well, let's see what we got here. So let's see. We've got, Dear Santa, I wanted to tell you that I am fine. I don't know if you could possibly make it so I can turn into a dragon, please. Or a pet dragon. Either one will do, though. I would like it if you can make me turn into a dragon. P.S. Have a happy Valentine's Day. So this kid wrote this letter in February to give Santa plenty of time. Yes,
plenty of time to get his magic going.
To get his magic going to turn this kid into a dragon.
Yeah.
You know what? Santa, while you're turning that kid into a dragon, come on over and turn me into a dragon because I would love it.
I want to be a dragon.
I want to be a dragon.
I want to breathe fire.
Do you
want to
fly? Yeah, I was going to say, you can fly around and breathe fire. And,
well, I mean, if I eat hot sauce, I guess
that's... And you have to stay away from the military, but...
True. Yeah.
Back in the Dragon days, they didn't have half this. They didn't have any of the things.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't have like, oh, we're gonna blow this guy down with a bazooka.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't have those types of things back then. They just had fire bombs and
like the big balls they threw off.
Like fire cannons.
Yep.
Like that's about it.
Catapults, stuff like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And arrows on fire.
Yeah, with made up sticks.
Yeah, that's about all they had. So
here's a letter from a kid. It's pretty self-explanatory, I guess.
So right.
To some kids these days, it says, "Dear Santa, aka Mom and Dad, I hate you and I hate Christmas. You ruined it."
Oh, yeah. See,
poor
there you
kid.
Go.
Kid's like, "I hate you." Why would you do that?
You know, and it happens every year. At least some kids turn around and say that to their parents. That's funny. So on that same note, I actually have a letter here from another kid who's really, really angry,
really peeved
off, man. "Dear Santa, I don't think you're real. Every day by Christmas, my mom gets me presents, so I think you're a fairy tale just to make kids happy. I will never, ever believe you're real. I mean, it would take you forever to get to my place from the North Pole. Your miracle sleigh isn't even real. Two not-so-cool and real Santa." Wow. Somebody gave that kid bran muffins instead of banana muffins.
Yeah, he's been sitting there for a while going, "I don't like you."
He's writing the letter just to make sure, because I think some little part of that child believes Santa is real. Otherwise, why would he write a letter to Santa?
That's true. I mean, I don't.
He says, "I'm calling your bluff, Santa."
I mean, I think they gave him sandpaper to white for, but anyways.
Yeah. He's calling his bluff, and you know what? That's okay. Santa's going to write back, and that kid's going to feel little bit funny about it.
Yep, he's going to call him and say, "Listen here, I'm going to get you toilet paper with thumbtacks."
You're on my naughty list. You're getting coal in your stocking.
Here's one from Riley. It says, "Dear Santa, what I want for Christmas is a stuffed chicken."
That is a very simple,
cook.
Very, very simple, very simple request.
That's good.
Okay. Well, you know what? I've got one here from Sophie. I don't know who Sophie is.
I don't either.
But Sophie writes, "Dear Santa, hi, it's Sophie. If you know where my black leggings are, please write back and tell me. I'll tell you one thing, Sophie. If Santa can't find them, nobody can find your black leggings."
Yeah, we don't know where you put them.
No.
I don't think I could find your... Well, kids these days, in their rooms, you just...
It's probably under the bed.
It probably. Or stuffed like in a ball somewhere in the drawer.
Yeah, something like that.
I wouldn't doubt it with kids these days.
But that was cute. I thought that was really cute. And...
Well, here's one. This one says, which I'm blind. Okay, here we go. I'm glad I can blow that up. That's awesome. "Dear Santa, there are three of my Nintendo games set out for you. You can play them if you have time. There are also some cookies me and my mom made. The games are Super Mario, Bart's Nightmare, and Buster Busts Loose.
Bart's Nightmare."
Yeah. "And my new one, Mario, is missing. The system is in the living room. P.S. Clean my room."
So
Santa,
so the
do
kid,
your job.
So the kid doesn't want any gifts at all.
No, he just wants to clean his room.
He wants him to clean his room, and as a reward, he's letting him play his Nintendo.
Yeah,
Bart.
Yeah, there you go. Good job, kid. At least he can, maybe he'll come and clean.
He's
going
to own a business one day.
Yeah. He's going to, like, clean my room.
If he doesn't already. He used to play Nintendo. So here we have a letter from Caitlin. Caitlin says, "Dear Santa, some may not believe in you, but I do. One thing I really want for Christmas is my big brother to get a kidney transplant. Please." And you know what? I hope that she got her wish. You know, that story actually made the news. It wasn't around here, but apparently that story, that little letter, made the news, and I don't see why it wouldn't.
That's true. It's cute.
"All I want for Christmas is for my big brother to get a kidney transplant."
That's awesome. That's cute, though. That's good. There's a few letters that kids write that are just, like, wholesome and make you feel good, but there's funny ones, and there's, like, this one. This one's pretty
Oh, boy.
This one is, wow.
Oh, boy.
"Dear Santa, if you want to grab a beer, feel free. I got a lot, or just one. P.S. The fridge is near the door, from Flynn." Then Santa wrote back on this letter and said, "Don't worry, I grabbed just one. Thank you." Good job, Santa. Wait, he shouldn't be drinking and slaying, should he?
I don't know, man. What's that movie, The Violent Night?
Oh,
unless
that was good.
Unless he's like that Santa Claus,
yeah.
Then yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
don't be doing any of that.
You know, that Santa stopped at the bar and got himself a soda.
He sure got a soda, all right.
Yeah. Yep, and then he went slaying.
Yeah,
literally. That was a good movie, though.
It was.
That's
good.
Violent Night.
And yeah, Violent Night.
I think it's on Prime. So I got Evan. This one's a little bit wholesome. It sounds more like when I was a kid. What, you know, some of my friends or myself would actually write.
Yeah.
"Dear Santa, how are you and the reindeer doing? I'm doing fine. I want a new football game and a football because my little brother always tries to steal mine. He may look sweet, but he is the devil. I also want a remote control truck. Love, Evan. P.S. How do you get into my house on Christmas?" You know what? I think I've asked that very same question.
What I do is I kick the door in, and I eat all your cookies and drink your milk.
I mean, it's a good question. How does Santa Claus? I mean, it's the Christmas magic. It's the Christmas magic.
It is. It is a Christmas magic. He just, what? I can't make that noise. That like fairy dust noise, like fwing, yeah, whatever.
Fwing.
Yeah. Fwing. I don't even know what that is. But anyways.
Yep. That's what it is. Christmas magic, and Santa Claus just kind of floats down the chimney, like, you know.
Ta-da.
Fairy dust, and then.
Hopefully the chimney's not on
animates.
Fire.
Yeah, yeah. No, because he can go right. He's magical. Doesn't matter if there's a fire in the fireplace or not.
Yeah, he can just slip right on in there.
Slip right on in.
All right. Here's one. This one's pretty good. It says, "Dear Santa," but not deer, but deer, as in the animal. "Dear Santa, I am writing this on the day after Christmas, and I am very sad. I only received one of the two presents I asked for. Since you ate my cookies, I will assume that my missing gift was a mistake, and I will give you 1 week to fix this, Jeremy." You have 1 week, Santa.
What kind of job do you think that kid's going to have when he grows up? Collector.
Yeah. You are a repo man.
Hi, my name is Jeremy. I'm calling for you. I'm calling you about your extended warranty. You have 1 week left to extend.
I'm here to get your Sentra. The one in the driveway.
Yeah. Yeah, the repo man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm picking up your car. And you had a week. Okay.
Yeah, you had a week. Man.
You had a week.
You had a week to pay. And there's a whole bunch of people writing stuff and we don't know what they're saying.
It's your wife. She's saying hi. She's
hi,
saying,
gorgeous.
Hi, love. And then she said hi to me.
I love you, beautiful lady.
That's right. So I have another one from Chris, and he writes, "Dear Santa Claus," and that's spelled C-L-A-W-S, Claus, like bear claws. It's cute. "I'm so sorry of what I did in the past. Thank you for the Christmas letter. I love it. But what I want for Christmas this year is $53 billion. I feel you, kid. Please write another letter this year. I love you. So
you're going to have to work for Elon Musk.
I think Chris is severely overestimating Santa's budget.
Oh, yeah. A little bit. Santa's like, I only make wooden toys, kid. And Etch-a-Sketches.
I can give you $53 billion paper dollars that are like Monopoly money if you'd like.
Ho, ho, ho. All right. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass, now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
All righty, we're back. It's like Christmas time. So anyways, that one I read about the kid that didn't get his present.
Yeah.
Santa wrote back.
Oh, Santa Claus wrote back to that one.
So he said, "Dear Jeremy, I'm sorry you are disappointed with your presents. You asked for two very expensive presents, and Santa can only do so much. You need to learn to be grateful for what you have, not upset about what you don't. If you continue to complain, I will have no choice but to add you to the naughty list next year." Oh, that's great.
That's a good rebuttal.
Good job, Mom and Dad. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Hey. So we got this kid. There's no name on it, so I can't really say, but he's or she is very upset.
Yep.
"Dear Santa, you better bring my pony this year, or there will be consequences." Hey, listen, I'm not sure if threatening Santa is your best move, but I mean, if you must.
Oh my Lord. This kid Jeremy is evil.
Uh-oh, is there rebuttals?
There's more.
There's a whole saga. We need to hear
the saga.
Let's hear the saga.
You're not going to like this, but this, well, it doesn't matter. It's funny. It says, "Dear Fatty."
Oh, my goodness. Never say that to Santa.
"Your threats don't scare me. I played your game, and you did not deliver. This is not okay. I will give you 1 week, and then you will pay, Jeremy. P.S. I don't know why you care that it is expensive when you have elves as slaves." God.
This is horrible.
"To make things for you. I don't think you are naughty for having slaves." And it says, says from Santa, "Dear Jeremy."
Oh boy, here we
go. "You are being a very bad little boy because you cannot be happy with what you have. I have talked to your parents and told them to take away your Wii U. Now you have nothing. Once you learn to be grateful, perhaps you can have it back. I am very disappointed in you, Jeremy. You will need to be an extra good boy this year if you want to make it back to on a nice list." He writes back.
Oh, it definitely is saga.
"Dear Santa, I don't like that stunt you pulled with my parents."
That stunt you pulled?
"You are on my naughty list."
Oh, no.
"You are on my naughty list now. Be afraid. You look slow and easy to kill." My God.
Oh, what?
"Enjoy your cookies next year because they will be poisoned." Oh my Lord.
Lanta.
Jeremy, come on, man.
Yeah, what is going on, Jeremy?
Santa liked you, and you're just, wow.
You're not going to get anything for Christmas, kid.
Yeah, so if there's any Jeremys out there.
Just some coal.
Make sure you know it. Make sure you let Santa know it's not you. You're not that Jeremy.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord.
My Lanta.
Yeah. Whew. That was a holy moly.
I think we can agree on this short. It's a short but sweet letter.
Yep.
And you know what? I think we can all agree. "Dear Santa, if you bring presents that need batteries, bring batteries." I mean, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
I can agree with this kid. I can agree wholeheartedly with this kid. So, I mean,
this one's pretty short and sweet. This one's really short. Dear Santa, I want two orange goldfish and a jet. Thanks, Eric Potts.
Oh, yeah, Eric. Good job.
That's good. I like that. That's funny.
I'm not going to read some of these just because, you know, it's you probably shouldn't read some of these.
Some of these you shouldn't read. I shouldn't have read the Jeremy one, but that was bad.
That was a whole saga. That was like a whole, we needed to know what was going on there.
Jeremy just, wow, Jeremy. Wow.
Right? Like, what was he thinking? Anyways, like, so Christmas is coming up. Santa Claus is coming to town. I think it's a great idea for kids to send letters to Santa.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a great idea, and I believe that there is a way to be able to send letters to Santa. But the, you know, today I bet you kids email.
Yeah.
I'm going to email Santa.
I'm going to say don't send anything to Jeremy, and don't go in his house and eat his cookies.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get poisoned.
Yeah, exactly.
That's terrible.
But, yeah, so if you, Santa, if you know Jeremy, which I think you do because he's probably on your naughty list, keep him there.
Yeah, stay there. The no-fly zone list is where you should be at. Stay away from that house.
Yeah, the no. Look at that.
Did you find one?
No.
I got one right here. I'm looking at something.
I'm looking at Santa's naughty and or nice list.
I'm not. I'm on the naughty list. I'm terrible.
Ah, terrible.
I got one right here if you want me to read it.
Go ahead.
It says, Dear Santa, I'm supposed to say how are you, but it says who are you?
Ho, ho, ho.
Who are you? How are you? I am good. Are you friends with God? How old are you? Are you okay? What do you want for Christmas? I would like sumo dino Legos, Pokemon DS game, BB gun, peace for all the world, and $25,000. Merry Christmas. See you on Christmas. Love, John.
Oh, what a cute kid.
Yeah, at least he said peace for all the world.
Peace and love for all the world. Yeah, I agree with that.
That's good.
That is a good letter.
Good job, kid.
So I would call I'm still stuck on Jeremy. I would call Jeremy a disgruntled kid.
Yeah, he's not going to be a postal worker.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope not.
Keep that kid away from the postal place, please.
Here's one. Dear Santa, I would like a cool toy space Ranger for Christmas. I've been a good boy all year. Your friend Billy.
Was that French?
I have no idea, but I'm not sure. It says, Dear Billy, it's not me, I swear. Okay. Dear Billy, this is an answer from Santa. Nice spelling. You're on your way to being a career lawn care specialist. Okay. How about I send you a book so you can learn to read and write?
That's horrible.
Giving your older brother the Space
Come
Ranger.
Come on, Santa. What are you? Is that actually the
space,
Jeremy?
It's the Space Ranger, but it's spelled Ranjur.
Hey, you tried.
He did try.
Ranger.
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 Can I get a space Ranger?
I need a space Ranger.
At least he can spell. Yeah. Santa.
And Santa was like, oh, I took my things from Jeremy, so I'm just going to say this to him.
Oh, man. That wasn't even Jeremy, but I'll tell you what. It wasn't me. In any case. So, yeah, like 129. You got more?
Oh, my God.
You got to have more.
This is Dear Santa. I've been a good boy this year. For Christmas, I want a giraffe, a helicopter, and beer. Wait, what? Thanks, Santa.
Where is he going to put the beer?
Scotty, age 22. Oh, wait, what?
Man, I want a helicopter.
Oh, man, that's good.
I want a helicopter.
Yeah, I want a helicopter. I probably wouldn't be able to fly it very well, but I'll try.
Dear Santa Claus, it's Claire again, but I'm writing for my 9-year-old brother named Mitch. He wants a binder hole puncher. I want a hole puncher too, and a skateboard. But don't give the skateboard to him. Mitch is very kind-hearted, but has a bad temper. He also writes messy and doesn't like to read. This is not his sign. I don't get that part.
I don't either. It's almost as bad as Space Ranjal.
Ranjal. That's Space Ranjal. Santa Claus is going to get a Space Ranjal.
Santa Claus is going to get a Space Ranjal. Okay. This one, here you go. Dear Santa, I almost died. Dear Santa, my name is Ella, and I am 9. I have a question to ask you. What happens if you get sick on Christmas Eve? Would you have a backup Santa if that happened? Happy holidays. I only celebrate Christmas. From Ella. P.S. Santa, how old are you? Because you've been around for generations. Oh, she's like, listen here, Gramps. I need to know how old you are.
Right? I need to know how old you are.
I mean, he's like Tim Allen. Yeah. In the movie Santa Claus. He just gets fatter and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I had an inspirational.
Yeah, I love those movies, Santa Claus.
So I had an inspirational quote I forgot to read.
Oh.
It says, no matter what you weigh, you're hard to kidnap. Hard to kidnap. So stay safe, eat cake. Anyway.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I tell everybody. See, I'm this way because it keeps me warm in the winter, okay? It keeps me very warm. This is insulation.
Can't kidnap her. Why? I won't get in a car. Oh, all right.
I can't get him. He won't move. I got, dear Santa, please leave before 6 a.m. My alarm goes off at 6 p.s. My stocking is on the left. Oh, man. Yeah. Please leave before 6 a.m. You know what? Or else my grandma's going to see you. The walk of shame.
This one's weird. I don't know what this kid is saying. Oh. Okay. It says, dear Santa, no cookies for you this year. You need to go on a diet. It says, how about stay away from DQ instead? Dairy Queen. That's mean, man.
That is mean. This one's kind of cute. Dear Santa, give the cookies to your stomach and the carrots to the reindeer. I wish I was eating the cookies. From Isaiah. That's cute. Come on, that's adorable.
That's cute.
That is an adorable little note. I think I'm going to leave the same note this year. But I'm not going to leave carrots. I think I'm going to leave like an apple, like apples. Or
cheese.
Like apple slices.
I'm going to leave cheese.
Yeah, cheese. Everybody loves cheese.
This one's pretty good. It's okay. I don't know what that's. Okay, there we go. It says, dear Santa, I wish you would confess that you're not real. Our parents eat and get our presents. Not you, so be truthful. Marjay. Liar. My mom and dad eat my cookies.
This kid right here is going to be a boss.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna read this to you, and you're going to know exactly why this kid is going to be somebody's boss or a CEO or something. Dear Santa, how are you? Well, enough chit-chat. Let's get down to business. This year, I want a big space Lego set, some jelly beans, a shark's jacket, and hat, an AK-47 assault rifle.
Wait, what?
And my Nintendo game.
He's just going to rob a bank?
He's going to be a CEO, but he's going to be very disgruntled.
He's going to be a bank robber. You don't need an AK-47, kid.
That's just so funny.
Oh, my Lord. That's great.
And it's definitely kid writing.
Yeah.
It's very kid.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I've seen some adults write like kids.
True.
And like, wait, what's going on here?
This is true. If I write really fast, I kind of write like
chicken scratch.
Yeah.
I can read it,
but you don't know what I'm writing.
I know exactly what that word is. What is it?
You know what's even terrible? When you write like that, you can't read it sometimes. You're like, I don't even know what I wrote.
Plus me zool.
Plus me from Fairner Mile. What is that? What is a Fairner Mile? Fairner Mile. Gotta make it sound hot and beautiful.
That almost sounded French.
We're out of time.
Oh,
all right,
that
guys.
That was fun.
This was awesome. Thank you so much for joining Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on
WTBR.
Have a good day, guys. Have a good one.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, truck drivers and armchair critics, welcome to another riveting half hour of Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on Pittsfield Radio.
Yes?
You've unfortunately tuned in to the show that critics are too polite to even review, and even your goldfish is secretly begging you to change the station.
That's right.
Folks, brace yourselves for 30 minutes of disorganized banter, awkward pauses, and the kind of comedy you'd usually find at the bottom of a cereal box starring Chuck, the guy who thinks irony is made of metal, and Billy, whose best ideas often involve a rubber chicken and a whoopee cushion. Sit back, relax. It's Chuck, and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea, the radio show that's a perfect cure for insomnia. Enjoy.